Call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, May 20th to order at 8:46 on the clock. We'll begin with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, and Byers with Mr. Bauman via telephone. Up first is the consent agenda. Approved general agenda, approved minutes of the meeting held May 6, 2020. Approved claims through May 20th, 2020 in the amount of $595,520.82. Accept claim number 2005008 to Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $1,165 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve specs and call for bids on culvert project C-341164, East 22 Blakely, C-341175, and C-341185, North 29 Hooker. Bids to be opened on June 17th at 9:15 a.m. Approve specs and call for bids on highway striping project for 35.15 miles of highway striping. Bids to be opened on June 17th at 9:30 a.m. Approve specs and call for bids on County Bridge Match Project number STWD-CBMP-3, C-34-1121, N-33 Rockford, and C-67-223, and C-0067-04105P. Both in Pawnee County, that's part of that Bridge Match program. Those are the ones that were grouped with ours. Ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Moved by Byers, second by Hill.
Yep.
Anything for the consent agenda? If not, I'd ask you to vote.
Bauman, yes.
Six in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2005-0089. To Beatrice Lawn Care, Inc. in the amount of $1,165. This brings the total amount of claims approved through May 20th, 2020 to $596,685.82. Beatrice Lawn Care is one of the companies I own.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Discussion. Vote.
Bauman, yes.
Five in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. We do have a guest, but she has no comment right now. we could start. We've got a phone call that'll come in, and we'll go to closed session at 9 o'clock. We've got 11 minutes here, so we'll start going through the...
Do you want to do that, or are you going to do the next one?
Oh, we could skip committee reports here for a little while. Well, let's just go right through committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Nothing new. Everything is going well. Rebuilding the sheriff's department. And so we're doing okay. Well, Davey, do you have anything?
No, I don't. Pretty much just working on offices to do what we can to have a little bit of separation.
And they're continuing to tuck point and repair the stone on the southeast corner
of
the building.
Corner, that's going well. He anticipated there was more damage on that side, so he's thinking about 3 weeks,
Davey and Rosie have been doing a great job keeping our courthouse quarantined. They've been doing an excellent job. Thank you so much.
We're continuing just to spray in the evenings and then just wipe things down during the daytime.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance. Mr. Jurgens.
Large ticket item. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $39,323.98. Engage quarterly payment $28,142.22.
Good deal. Wish there was more gravel numbers on there. Human resource, employee relations. Yes,
we did have a closed session on an employee matter, and we'll be following up on that today. And we also have a discussion on the contract with the FOP.
Law enforcement, emergency management.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Let's see, I gave you guys a kind of a sheet, the directed health measures, and just the itemized list of coming from the governor's office on various guidelines, restaurants, also the weddings and church-based functions, and there's for barbers, so that you can cross-reference.
What do you look at me when you say
no,
barber?
All right. Well, we're all looking forward to that one, that's for sure.
Barbershop?
But anyway, it's there for you to reference. I know as we talk about opening the courthouse up, Eric had asked me yesterday for the current health directives, and they're in there. That's the top sheet, and then also the six guidelines that the governor asked for. So that's it on that. I'm going to try to leave here quick and then get in on that conference call because we have a couple things coming up with the Test Nebraska testing. So we are in the emergency management side of things with the PPE. We have been helping assist with getting the PPE out, personal protective equipment out, the masks and so forth, to the entities. So entities in the county have the opportunity to order those through DHHS, and then I go up and pick them all up, come back here, and then help with the distribution. So daycares, funeral homes, nonprofit organizations, all your fire and rescue, police departments, here, courthouse, district court, all of that. So I had 79 different entities so far that have actually ordered PPE. So that order goes in weekly, and then it goes straight to DHHS. It's put on a spreadsheet by the National Guard. The National Guard sends it down to Public Health Solutions, where they approve, you know, the entity that is purchasing it. Or not purchasing, but getting it, and then it's sent back up to National Guard. They put it on a pallet, it comes back down, and then we get it and put it together. So far, this last week, the two things that we've been waiting the most on were thermometers, and so we're getting thermometers out to all the rural fire districts and those entities that had asked for them. So at this time, we're not short on anything in Gage County. As far as what's come down to us, there's things on back order, just sanitation wipes and so forth. But as far as hand sanitizer, University of Nebraska, the UNL department has been getting us a lot. I think I've pushed already almost 350 gallons of hand sanitizer that's been just from UNL, besides what we had earlier come in from the state corrections.
Please let them know, too. I missed that call on Monday, of course, and I will today again. But
yes.
Let them know we're in meetings, and
yes.
And you're going to update us. But we'll be talking about our plans to open the courthouse and how, after our closed session,
mm-hmm.
So maybe you'll be off the call. Have
yep.
those been fairly brief yet?
Today might be a little bit longer just because of some things that might be coming up with Test Nebraska. So that's in our conversation this morning. So no news is good news. And on the zoning side, I just wanted to share with you where I'm at on my permits right now. Most everything has been done by phone, you know, then as far as, you know, they call in. So it actually is easier for them in many ways because we can do everything, email it in, and then pay by credit card. So that's going well. Still, we're doing inspections and going out and running lats and longs. Nothing changes there, but, you know, the process for the application is really, the ones in yellow are the ones that are just, don't have done yet, that came in yesterday. So
I was going to ask you that, if that's on hold because of
it's on hold because
or?
They were call-ins from yesterday. I
gotcha.
Sent out the permit, and then the first one, if you flip the page, those are all ones from yesterday. So, yeah, so nothing, business doesn't stop.
Good deal. Anything for Lisa?
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Eddie,
you think we'll have a fair?
I just think you should be the right way, not upside down.
Anyway, so as
you
far as
that,
fairs
didn't
concerned,
you?
Why do you think it was me?
June 1 is when we'll make our determination. There's just a lot of things that, as a board, the social distancing sort of things are always things that to try to comply. That is huge for us. We don't know how we're going to do it. So we know some events may happen and a lot of other ones will not.
No, you're right, Sid.
I think so many people who have the booths and displays every year probably just
can't
tell what's going to happen.
And honestly, it's a logistics. It's not only a logistics thing, but it's an economical thing too, because it takes money to put on any kind of event like that. So, anyway.
Well, we hope you can get it done.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
Morning.
Morning.
That's a big deal over there.
Right, real quick, we have mobile data system go out in our patrol cars. Their track will run about $13,000. I'm not going to replace it. We're just going to do without it for a while and see how it goes. I'm going to try to maybe phase them out for the cost. It's just too much. And we'll try to get some of their kind of a low-scale camera standalone to maybe work in the cars. Because I know Roger and the courts need that badly, so we're going to try to do that. Let's see, they were phasing in, and we reported Monday. I'm doing phase one on opening the office up. We're doing town inspections again. People can come in, we can buzz them in if they need some help in the lobby. They have to go get fingerprinting done in the jail. We just ask if you have a scarf on or a mask. I've started evening up on the work release a little bit for the prisoners, depending, it's case by case, kind of where it's at, what kind of job they have. But we're starting to get that going again. I think we're just still waiting on. I talked to Roger yesterday. We're just going to see what he gets for a rough draft for us on an interlocal with Jefferson County, so he can take a look at it before I go back over there and let him take a look at that and see if we can kind of come to an agreement on him helping us on some IT work for us over here. But they've got two IT people, and I thought maybe we could help them out and they could help us out. So.
Possible car installs and stuff like that, too.
That's part of it. Roger got the list as well, things, and he's already seen it, and they've been over here actually once on their own last week before they were off the clock, and I think they fixed that problem for us. So they've been very helpful so far. It worked out pretty well. So anyway, that's about the extent of what I had to report. So.
That's great news.
Thank you.
Hopefully you have a very quiet weekend coming up.
So do I. Yesterday was not quiet.
I saw you had one of your boys out hunting on South 77 yesterday.
In the afternoon or during the day?
In the afternoon, there's a state trooper patrolling our county earlier in the day.
I told you trucking that way, so I said, get out there.
Came over a hill, and I saw headlights just flashing like a son of a gun. And
sure enough, and Joel.
There was a trooper sitting there.
Protecting and serving.
Protecting and serving. Subjective
terms. Okay, hang on, guys. We'll be with you in a minute.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Joel Bacon and Joel Nelson are now online. I guess I would ask for a motion to go into closed session for a litigation update at 9 o'clock. No action will be taken. This is for necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. We won't make any decisions. We'll have a litigation update, and then a personnel matter we'll discuss, and then we'll come back out and talk about we'll come back out and we'll go into Road and Bridge and then talk about reopening the courthouse. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session.
I will move.
Second.
Moved by Hill, second by Dorn to go into closed session at 9 o'clock.
Eric, are you doing my closed session along with this or separate?
Yours will be separate still. Okay. 6 in favor, 1 closed session.
You're on.
I'd ask for a motion to come out at closed session at 10 o'clock.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle, second by Hill. Vote.
Bowman, yes.
Six in favor. We're out of closed session.
Time you got?
It's 10 o'clock. We'll, I'm sorry, 7-0. We're out of closed session. We'll take a 5-minute recess and reconvene at 10:05.
You got lucky again.
I think that was the wrong button.
There we go.
We'll reconvene at 10:04 on the clock. Up next, Road and Bridge. Mr. Hill?
Yes. Kalen discussed the resolution for relief work for Hickory Road after the flooding damage. There's approved specs for culverts on east of 23 Blakely and north of 29 Hooker. Those are on two stretches of the asphalt roads that are going to be overlaid this year. And then we're approving specs and calling for bids for the County Bridge Match Program in 33 Rockford, which is coupled with a couple of bridges in Pawnee County. Discuss the ongoing issue of shortage of gravel. There's three or four townships that have not yet got completed and have not started on the 2020 allotment yet.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
Armor coating on Pickerel East.
Pickerel, they started with Cortland. Cortland East is done. Pickerel West is done. Pickerel East is done. They started on Odell and Mark this morning.
Did on Pickerel East, was that just from, was it from Pickerel to 82nd Road?
Yes.
Did they get all their tarring and patching done in front of them?
Yes.
Everything you wanted to get done?
Yes.
John?
And I assume on Pickerel Road it went to where the overlay is going to start this year.
82nd.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. While Galen is here, why don't we skip the reopening of the courthouse? That'll take a little bit longer. These next two are pretty quick. Approve or disapprove resolution to lease 2020 Caterpillar 262D3 skid loader from NMC Cat. That's a revolving lease program where I think we get a new one every 2 years?
Every year.
Every year. That's a deal that they just have for municipalities. Average poor contractors can't get in on that.
Is there an hour limit on that?
250 hours.
Moved by Juergens, second by Lytle. Any other discussion on that skid loader? 250 hour limit. Vote.
Bowman, yes.
Seven in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution for emergency relief program emergency permanent repairs for project number ER-3443, control number 13423, DDIR, site L34-02. I'd have a motion and a second, or ask for a motion and a second on that, and then we'll have Galen tell us what that all is.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Juergens. Galen, would you be able to just run us through that? That's relief payments for repairs to Hickory Road, if I remember right.
Yes, this was for the flooding we had approximately a year ago on Hickory Road, basically from the railroad tracks going back to the east. It was about a two-mile stretch where the water went across the road, silted in the ditches, took out a couple of driveway culverts, and then we had to do some work underneath the bottom of the river bridge also. Clean it up, reshoulder that stretch, and reseed it. So this is for the damage to repair that stretch of road.
And this was state reimbursement money, or this is?
This is through the federal road part, yes.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? I would ask you to vote, please.
Bowman, yes.
Seven in favor. Motion carries. I think that's all we've got for you today, Gail.
Thank you.
Probably. Thank you.
I should probably leave it.
Okay.
Up next, discuss and approve or disapprove reopening of the courthouse. So, last Thursday, I had a meeting with all the elected officials in here. We talked about opening up. I wanted to open on Monday. We couldn't do that because there's board action that closed the courthouse or that affirmed closing the courthouse. So that came on the agenda today. We talked about it Monday. I said, I'm of the opinion, we're all collecting money from people that are working. We need to let people work. The public health solutions, the health directive is now saying that we can begin opening as of Monday. There will be further restrictions that are dropped the 31st. I think we need to set the example, show that we need to be working, we need to be open, we need to be doing things with proper PPE, with proper precautions, taking care of our employees. As Mr. Byers has stated multiple times, we need to take care of our employees. We also need to take care of the public. So I would like to open the courthouse as soon as possible. The treasurer's office has asked that we run shorter hours from 9 to 4 for the rationale being the people standing in line can get helped before the 5 o'clock deadline, and in the morning they have time to balance their books for the next day. I thought that was a reasonable request. Each of the offices will be able to open as they see fit, but we already have people coming through the courthouse for the courts and other things. The treasurer's planning, Lori is planning to open May 26th officially. That's the plan right now, and that will be for new vehicles, new vehicle purchases only, where they need to come in and actually deal with them. Everything else, the treasurer's asked that you do by mail, Dropbox, online, or over the phone. All your renewals can be done online or by Dropbox. If we can do as many items as possible, normal business, online, over the phone, things like that, that'll help everyone keep the courthouse more open, open from other people that don't need to be here. Plus, it makes it better for the employees here, but just the general population. If you're not congregating in buildings, it makes it that much better for everybody to do it online, over the phone. It's just going to be a different experience for us, but I guess I'm under the opinion that we need to set an example and say, hey, let's get back to work, let's be careful, let's use some safety stuff, and let's get the ball rolling again.
So the whole courthouse will be opened up Tuesday then?
Lori's office is going to officially open Tuesday. Everyone's still working, so they can still Dropbox and everything. Now, I would like the board to allow the courthouse doors to be open today yet, if possible.
I would be in favor of that.
The individual offices can keep their doors closed. Of course, every official's their own office, their own point of business. They can keep the doors closed, but the sheriff's going to start doing title inspections again this week, Sheriff?
Monday.
So he'll start conducting business.
Monday's Labor Day. Memorial Day.
Last Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought this week. So he's doing title inspections again. I'd like the doors to be open here again today if we can. Now, each of the individual offices may not open. I believe the clerk's office is going to open whenever the courthouse does. The treasurer will be open Tuesday, but not this week, and that will be for new titles only. The register of deeds will be open by appointment, the same as they have been, and the assessor. They're still open and going to be conducting business as normal. Now, things might change. Once we open, we might have to make some restrictions or make some changes, but I really think it's important we set that example and say, let's get back to work.
What did you say about DMV?
DMV, I haven't called them. They don't sound like they'll be coming back for a while yet. I don't know when they'll be back. That's my opinion of it, though. I guess I'm asking you guys to allow us to open the doors back up.
How does the treasurer's office do with proof of insurance on the vehicle?
I asked about that. The proof of insurance is almost always online now, so anyone's insurance basically is online already. So that works for the online way. If you're going to do it via Dropbox across the street, there's also a Dropbox outside her door. You just make a copy of your insurance and your renewal, put them in there, and she said there are people that didn't want to pay the 50 cents to have it mailed back to them. They're waiving that, so they'll mail the registration and stuff back to you in the mail. It's a good idea. It's faster. It's easier. We're just not used to it. I renewed the last time, I think, in person this time. I'll probably do it online.
Our office will be open if you guys... Doing it. I mean, basically, it just to
clarify one of your comments. During this entire closing of the courthouse, we have been working full staff, full time. If the courts are open, we're in there prosecuting. And I think the same is for all the elected offices here. If there's a perception out there that we all took a 4-week vacation to the Bahamas, that's ridiculous.
No, and that's
people, no, I'm just poking a little fun at you because the people have been working around these restrictions and issues, and sometimes that means a lot more work.
Yes.
For the county employees and stuff, as well as the city. But I just, when you said that, I know there's a perception. You know, it's been a nice little vacation.
And when I say the offices are closed, I mean the doors are closed,
right,
because everything is still being processed. Everyone is going to do their daily tasks. But when the treasurer, our point of business is the treasurer's office. That's where all the retail traffic, if you want to call it that, comes through, is the treasurer's office. So they're going to be putting up some additional shielding glass, and she said they'll officially open the 26th, but it'll be to new titles only. So I guess for the newspaper and the radio, my request would be try to get out any information you can. Do all your business over the phone, online, or by Dropbox. The Dropbox is being used like never before, so we're getting our money's worth out of that Dropbox. And Mr. Jurgens?
I would like to make a motion that we open up the courthouse doors after dinner at noon today.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn, to open the courthouse doors at noon today. That's with the understanding that each elected office can still keep their door closed, but it'll make it that much, it'll get us started at least. It's a good start. Any other discussion? I would ask you to vote.
I'm a yes.
7 in favor. Motion carries. So we will be open at noon. It's a good step forward. Thank you, guys. Anything else for the good of the order? I guess, Sheriff, do you need a closed session?
Well, I thought you were going to do one with him. Around negotiation stuff.
We will have a brief closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual. If I have a motion for that at 10:17 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. Going closed session at 10:17, and that'll be for talk about union negotiations. No formal action will be taken during that or after. Did we vote on that?
Did we vote? No.
Vote?
Yes.
7 in favor. We're in closed session. I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:25 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Wow. Moved by Byers, second by Dorn.
Seconded by the whole board.
To come out of closed session at 10:25 on the clock. Please vote.
Yes.
6 in favor with Mr. Jurgens exiting. I'll give you a shout later, okay, Matt?
Very good.
Must be that delay between between Omaha and here.
It's a
whole lag. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Yes. Vote.
That's going to cost.
Thumb and no.
Four in favor. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 in favor with Bauman voting no. All right, we're adjourned. Thank you, guys. See ya.
I bet it's cost more than that.
Wow. At what, 10:26?
10:26.